he didn't like, and all of a sudden, you know, he lose track of him.
Right. Anything on Greg today? We were saying, well, he's like seeing a doctor.
Mm-hmm. He'll see a doctor. He'll see the doctor on Monday before we take off, and we'll get a better feel for where he's at. And you know, probably a time frame as far as when he could return.
Does he go on the trip regardless?
We're looking at that. Again, that will be based on the doctor and Jay, and you know, where he's at and what we can do for him on the road. You know, most of our equipment is here. Mm-hmm. You know, so we'll see.
Nate, have you noticed any change at all with the guys now that the deadline has passed?
Well, I know that, you know, it's a relief to move forward now, to be able to focus on the rest of the season for everybody, for the coaches as well as the players. But that could work both ways. You know, there's some guys that, you know, I've been around teams where, you know, they want to change. And if they don't get it, you know, they, you know, kind of down about, you know, the rest of the season. So, I mean, the thing is, it's passed. It's over with. We need to get our guys focused on the remaining games and, you know, winning ball games.
You mentioned the other day that after you talked to Travis, and we're going to talk to all the guys about what you were expecting. Have you talked to everyone?
I'm not everybody yet. I'll get to them within the next few days.
What's the typical message? Just depends on the guy.
Just depends on the guy. You know, just want to, you know, fill them in with what I'm thinking, remaining season. Listen to them, you know, what are they thinking, if, you know, making sure that guys understand what we need from them, each and every guy, you know, going down the stretch.
Nothing earth-shattering to them, I would imagine. They probably have a pretty good idea of what that is.
Well, they do, but I still like to just, you know, talk to them. And, you know, we're going down the stretch, your roles, you know, a guy like Bayless who goes from playing to not playing, you just make sure that you're communicating.
Do you worry about losing a guy like Bayless, who is so intent on probably putting so much focus on that PT he got, thinking that he might have earned some more?
Well, you communicate with all your players. That could be anybody. It could be Sergio. You could lose Sergio.
Yeah.
Fry is getting the opportunity again. So that's part of communicating with these guys and making sure they understand what you're thinking and also listening to them.
Do you feel an extra responsibility? Because I know you talked all along about you guys being so young that you don't have that senior leader that might be able to be that liaison. Do you feel that you almost have to step into that role sometimes?
No question. I mean, it's not just me, but the coaching staff. You know, we understand who we have, the players we have, and yes, we do play that role. You know, the part we can't do is help them on the floor. Having that guy out on the floor with them. But yeah, no question about it. That is what we have to do as a staff, is to teach, and, you know, through film and through communicating, and, you know, hope that that is enough so that when they get out on the floor, they can get it. But, you know, it just helps to have that guy on the floor with them or in the locker room with them.
How would you describe the quality, the way this team has played the past 3 weeks?
We've done okay. We've done okay. I mean, it's a tough question. We've done okay. We're in a good position. We need to defend home court, get this game tonight, and then we'll worry about the game on Sunday.
Your record's been good. It just seems like your consistency has been a lot better.
Yeah, we've done okay. Now we've had to battle going into the break, and it's going to be a battle for the remainder of the season. You know, we've had injuries and guys having to step in, Sergio and Bayless, and play a big role, and we've been able to win some games with that. So I think our guys have continued to compete.
In the last couple of years, it seems like you guys have good games against the Hawks. It seems like both games last year.
Both games, close games. You know, it seemed like every time we play them, it goes down to the fourth quarter. Very similar teams as far as stats. And, you know, they're another small team that's very athletic and, you know, it's going to challenge everybody as far as being able to guard. I mean, because they do go at matchups. Joe will see majority of the touches. You know, they add an experienced guard in Bibby, you know, to that group who has helped them, you know, this year. So very similar teams, and, you know, the games have been close the last couple of years.
You think they get overlooked just being where they're at in the East with Orlando and maybe Detroit's looking?
Well, they're not talked about as much as some of the teams in the East, but I think they get the respect because of what they did with against Boston last year. And, you know, they're right back in the race again this year. So I think a lot of people know that they are a very dangerous team.
Do you subscribe to the theory that teams with good records or teams that are veterans get breaks from the officials?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can just, you can do that yourself. You can test that theory yourself. I mean, just, and I've done it in a sense with our coaches. You know, Brandon Roy is playing against Sergio. Brandon Roy gets to abuse Sergio.
In practice,
yeah. I mean, it's just, I wouldn't say it's cheating, but yeah, I think those teams, they do get breaks. If it's close, I think they do, you know, get the call, the benefit of the situations like that. It's like you got to earn it. If Kobe is messed up, you know, he can be a lot more aggressive than, say, a Travis Outlaw playing the same type of defense, and will probably get away with it the majority of the time.
Have you seen a difference in the way your team has been officiated now that your record is better, say, than like last year? Are you guys getting more respect?
No, I think, I mean, we're getting calls, but no, I don't think we are that elite team that, you know, if it's close, I think it's a fair whistle more so than we're getting, you know, Brandon is getting calls where we send him to the basket and know that he's going to get a call. No, we're not there yet. You know, like Wade, you can't touch him. You know, Kobe, you know, some of these guys, and it's been that way. You know, that has been the league for years. You know, Magic and guys like that, Kobe, Derek, you know, these guys with experience, Nash, you know, if a call is close on the other end, they put their head down, they go right to the basket and put the pressure on the officials. And a lot of times they get those calls and they understand that part of the game. But it's been that way.
Does that concern you going into this last month? That you're
of course.
The new kid on the
block? I mean, of course. I think for us, we can't worry about it. We can't worry about that. We have to. I think it's important that we start out aggressive. And what I tell our guys is, especially teams like that, you want to start out aggressive, and you may get calls early on you. But it will allow the officials to kind of set the tone for how they're going to officiate that game. Normally in situations like that, you have a tendency that elite team or that veteran team, they come out aggressive, and then when the team gets down, you try to get aggressive. They call that every time. Make them call it early so that they will call it both ways throughout the game is my approach to it.
As a coach, is there anything you can do to kind of...
I can get thrown out.
But like before, is there any kind of like... You know, any way to, like, yeah, the question is, like, how do you get Brandon Roy to the level in which he's getting?
That comes with time. If you can't force that, and officials are going to call it different, you know, different guys. We'll call it, you know, different, or different crews. You know, I think, you know, for the most part, it's just the way it's been. And it's not that it's cheating. I mean, if it's a close call. Right. Those guys, they get the breaks in that situation. You have to earn your stripes, so to speak, in situations like that. And the only way for it to happen is time. And I think it's important how we react to those calls. And guys like Brandon, how he responds to calls. Because, you know, in the next few years, the officials will... You know, he'll start to get, and he's getting more calls. He's getting more calls than he did last year.
How do you want him to respond?
Well, you got to be respectful. I mean, you got to, I think it's important that he knows the officials and he learns how to communicate with them. And I think he does a good job of that.
What else concerns you about this team going in the last stretch now?
Well, you know, what we don't want to do is, you know, start to put all this pressure on ourselves. Just focus on the game in front of us and not, you know, looking at this, the standings, like it's the market, you know, where this thing is so close that it's going to, it could change with a few games. And, you know, just focus on our game in front of us and trying to win every game we can. I mean, that is all we can control, and not look too far ahead of ourselves.
Does your youth kind of override your inexperience, and that you're maybe going to be fresher, healthier, if Odin's okay, that you'll be fresher down the stretch?
Well, we're going to try and take advantage of everything we can, you know. So energy, having energy, you know, home court, you know, we need to get healthy. You know, so you take advantage of everything you can, you know, different nights against different teams.
How much did you notice the game change in terms of rebounding the last game with Breakout? Was there a noticeable difference, do you think? Or?
Well, I thought it was some long rebounds that we didn't get to.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, some of that is we got to recover to that paint and anticipate the miss more. So,
right.
You know, I think it's too soon to say.
So it's not like with Greg out these next couple of games, you have to change the way you guys approach or crash boards as a team more?
I think the approach is the same. We get everybody in there, even with Greg.
Pack the paint.
Yeah, pack the paint and get in there, recover to the paint. We can still beat teams down the floor. We got to get the ball first.